What's happening? It's time for Late Night Head Right Deep Cut Boogie. Crank it up.
Young hearts can go that way. Can't eyes. If you fell on a pin, girl, you'd be blind on both eyes. Oh, let me see your head, girl. We've got to make it big. Until your ears come apart, I better tighten up your wig.
Steppenwolf, who did that stuff pretty much live in the studio back then. John K. Fronten and leading that band. Great B3 in there. Just a good band, and it reflects in their recording. Came out in 1968, and Time Has Come Today by the Chambers Brothers. Kind of a one of those songs, you know. Came out in about 66, bigger release in 67. And, you know, you just heard that song on all the radios in 67, 68, back in the Peace and Love movement. I just watched Woodstock 99 called Trainwreck. Woodstock 99 wasn't none of that bullshit going on, man. It was Peace and Love at the original one. That one was a disaster. From Central Cal, I'm playing you some Deep Cut Boogie.
choose. Little to win, but nothing to lose. If the sense of compliments meaningless bounds, turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around. Look what you saw, look what you saw. Yeah, girl. Look what you saw, look what you saw. Yeah, girl. By the cockeyed world in two, throwing up by the one side is the least you can do. Beat makes and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose. To win, but nothing to lose.
Thank you.
you higher. Sly and the Family Stone. They were just huge for about a 4-year window there, at least, man. They found Sly Stone living in a van after it was all over for him, and they came to tell him that the record company was going to give him about $4 million from being ripped off. And we're going to give him $4 million in payments, royalty payments. That's the way those labels were back then, man. They were fucking criminal. Incense and Peppermints, the Strawberry Alarm Clock, that was released in 66. Ed King played with him. And then he went on and joined Lynyrd Skynyrd and the great Moby Grape out of the Bay Area with Omaha, released in around 66. You see why I dig this music in the 60s, mid to late 60s. Just great, man. And it's great head right music. I'm glad you're here.
All night long. Now you shook me, baby. You shook me all night long. I know you really, really did, baby. I said you shook me, baby. You shook me all night long.
Diamonds. of your precious love satisfy my soul. Many lies about it, some of them cries about it, some of them dies about it. Everything's a fighting about the smooth.
Thank you.
1968 Wheels of Fire release. Foxy Lady off Hendrix's debut release, Are You Experienced, released in 67, I believe. Great release, and of course it was a great release, and You Shook Me off Led Zeppelin's debut release, a Willie Dixon track, and that came out in 68. They recorded that album, man, quick. They were looking for somebody to take their music, a label. And they went in and just knocked, I think, like 9 songs out in an insane short amount of time. So it's pretty much live in the studio. There is a little overdubbing by Jimmy Page, but other than that, that album is still one of my favorite Zeppelin albums. From Central California, we cooled off a little bit, but unfortunately, we ain't done with the heat. So that means we ain't done with the cold beer.
You're pushing too hard, or pushing on me. You're pushing too hard, or what you want me to be. You're pushing too hard about the things you say. You're pushing too hard every night and day. You're pushing too hard, pushing too hard on me. Well, all I want is to just be free, live my life the way I wanna be. All I want is to just have
that I could feel your eagerness, and when for me to
kiss. Take the gun, and you were gone. You were gone, gone, gone. I left you with a dream last night. You were the dream.
66, Boston, you're my home. I don't think any of those guys are alive. The drummer did all the singing, and I saw he passed away a couple of years ago. Too Much to Drain, the Electric Prunes, released in 1967. They were one of those bands that got ripped off by their label, among many. The Seeds, Pushing Too Hard, also in 67, kind of a one-hit wonder there. Sky Saxon wrote that, and that was a big hit for him. But, you know, they didn't do much after that. And band I was in played all that stuff, man. Played Pushing Too Hard, Too Much to Dream, just a whole bunch of that stuff. I'm going to close it out with some Paul Revere and the Raiders. I dig them, man. Almost live in the studio. All these guys are dead except Mark Lindsay, man. He still does some shows and stuff like that, but the dude... it's got to be bumping 80. thanks for joining me for some deep cuts. Got a little old toward the end here on going back in the mid-60s, but it's all good. You take care.
It's just like me, say to you, help me do and help me true. And what I'd like for you to say is you'll come home to me each day. How you'll be my girl, that's what I want. Just you, sweet girl, not a front. It's just like me, I feel so blue, and I fall so much in love with you.
Like a tractor beam, I can feel its vibes, they're pulling me in. Music's spilling out like hot molten lava. Neon red is just talking to me, brother. Post. Music's filling out felt like a ghost. Big two bands, they're pulling me in. Can't remember the shape I'm in.